Where's Charlie?
Oh, your father has taken him out for the afternoon. For a treat.
Well, how come he didn't want me to go too?
Well, boys and girls do different things, don't they?
But he's left his teddy. Charlie doesn't go anywhere without his teddy.
Have a scone.
Where's Charlie?
Back Home by Michelle McGorian, dramatised in four parts by Martin Jameson and starring Jessica Marshall-Gardner as Rusty, Emily Richard as Peggy, Mary Winbush as Beattie and Nicholas Farrell as Roger. Back Home, the final part.
You will go to bed immediately.
Charlie, what's happened to your hair?
Oh, that is such an improvement. No more of those sissy red curls. Now you look like a proper little boy.
Mommy! I want Mommy!
You'll go to bed immediately!
Was this the treat? Don't worry, Charlie, your hair will grow again.
Virginia, you will hold your tongue. He's made an absolute disgrace of himself. I had to hold him down by force so that the barber could cut his hair.
I want Uncle Harvey!
Charles! This is your last chance! I'm going to fetch my cane. If you are not in your bedroom by the time I return, you'll feel it across your backside.
Charlie, come on, I'll take you.
Get off me!
Grandmother, aren't you going to do anything?
It's nothing to do with me. It's up to your father.
Oh, I don't believe it. On my best carpet, too.
Charlie, come on, Charlie. You've had a little accident. I'll take you to the bathroom.
Sir, you've deliberately disobeyed me.
Don't you dare touch him.
Virginia, get out of the way.
Put the cane down.
Get out of the way, I tell you! Virginia. Virginia, I...
Come on, Charlie. Come on, let's go upstairs.
I've done it in my pants.
I know, Charlie. Come on. Let's get to the bathroom. Get you cleaned up.
Charlie is not going to boarding school.
You want Charles to stay and then be pandering and dirty his pants as soon as he has to face up to a little discipline.
He's not going.
Stop it.
So, have you taken the role of father?
Stop it. Roger. Stop it.
Virginia?
Uh-huh.
Teddy's a bit frightened.
Well, what would make him feel good again?
He'd feel better if he could get into bed with you, and I'll come with him.
Okay, come on into my room.
Virginia?
Uh-huh.
I want to go home.
Yeah.
Spoiling him and pandering to him.
Me too.
Uncle Harvey, listen. Uncle Harvey, that for heaven's sake, I'm his father.
Well, at least Uncle Harvey played with him when he was in Devon. It seems that while Roger was fighting for his country, this man Harvey spent rather more time than was necessary with you.
And what do you mean by that?
Your conscience will tell you that, my dear.
Well, have a safe journey. I'll see you at half term. Rusty?
He was going to hit Charlie. Nobody did anything.
Your father says you attacked him.
I was trying to stop him hitting Charlie.
Well, perhaps the cane was a little harsh.
And now I don't get to come back weekends. I have to stay at that rotten school.
Here's the letter from your father. You're to give it straight to Miss Bembridge. She'll make all the necessary arrangements for you to start boarding at the weekends.
Why couldn't you make him change his mind?
And this is the pocket money for the term. You'll need to give it to Matron.
Mother... Did you go out on dates with Uncle Harvey?
Pardon?
I said, did you go out on dates with Harvey?
We spent some time together.
Without Charlie? Just the two of you?
Yes.
Did you go to dances, stuff like that?
Yes.
How could you do that when Father was away fighting in the war?
I did nothing to be ashamed of. Harvey and I, we kept each other company, that's all. He was a good friend.
Did you like him?
I liked him very much.
But did you love him?
Virginia, about the weekends, I think it's for the best. Until we sort things out at home.
It's all your fault. You shouldn't have made friends with that man.
Virginia. Virginia!
Lance, over here.
Hiya, Creeper.
Hiya, Yank. It's so good to see you.
Hey, Rusty, get off me.
What's wrong? You're shivering.
Oh, well, look, I know I've just run a mile and a half from my school, but in case you hadn't noticed, it's the middle of the night. It's January, and actually, it's absolutely freezing.
Is it?
I don't know how you can climb down that scaffolding when it's this cold. It must really cut through your hands.
Well, anything to get out of school. Anyway, the dormitory is so cold, I don't feel it. Especially when I know I'm going somewhere more comfortable.
Oh, what have you been doing?
Boy, have I got a surprise for you. Come on, last one to the cabin's a panty waist.
Oh, Rusty, wait.
What do you think?
It's frightfully good. You've painted the walls.
And the ceiling.
And how on earth did you do those patterns?
They're stencils. Traditional American. Aunt Hannah taught me in the States.
And it's so clean. It must have taken you hours to clean all the rubble and rubbish and stuff.
Uh-huh. I'm going to paint the paneling and the doors next. And around the windows. But that is unless you have some other ideas. After all, it's your cabin, too.
Rusty, it's just a bombed-out house in the woods.
It's our pioneer cabin, okay? When I'm here, no one can touch me. The school, father, mother, no one. It doesn't hurt anymore.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Hey, you should see this place in the daytime. The colors look real pretty.
When did you see this place in the daytime?
At the weekend.
But you go home at the weekend.
Well, not anymore. We had this big row. My father says I have to stay at school full time. He gave me a letter to give to the head, and, well, I just kind of never got around to giving it to her.
I don't believe it.
Oh, so on Friday, the school thought I was going back to Guildford. Well, I just came here instead. I didn't have to climb down the scaffolding. I just walked right out the front door. It was a cinch.
What did you do for food?
Oh, I didn't bother about food. I was having too much of a good time.
If you don't eat all weekend, you'll get ill.
Well, pioneers don't bother about things like that.
So, what are you going to do?
Well, I thought I'd get these curtains washed and fix the chairs.
No, I mean your father's letter. They're bound to find out sooner or later.
Well, I can't hand it over now, can I?
But if you're caught, you'll be expelled and...
And my life will be over. Is that what you're saying?
I was thinking of me, actually. If my school finds out I've been meeting you here, then I could get expelled, too.
Look, if I do get caught, I won't squeal on you. I promise.
Okay, but I think you're mad.
Right. You get the fire going while I get these planks sawed up.
What are you going to do with them?
I'm going to make shelves.
What do you want to make shelves for?
Well, it'll make it more like a real home. Do you think you could get me some sandpaper?
I don't know.
I've got to take the edges off this wood.
I'll see what I can do.
Thanks. Hey, you've got that fire built up real good, Lance.
Yep. That prefect I fagged for has stopped beating me now that I can light his fire properly.
When I go back to America, and you come and live with Aunt Hannah and Uncle Bruno and me, you could be in charge of the cookouts.
You're not really going to America, are you, though?
I certainly am.
So why don't you go now?
It's too darn cold. I'll wait till it gets warmer. You don't believe me, do you?
I don't know.
You wait. I got my pocket money saved up from being at school full time. All I have to do is get on the train to Plymouth. And then I just smuggle on board a ship for the States. I'll go when I'm good and ready.
There's your fire.
Look,
I have to go. I'm tired.
So when can you get here again? Monday?
Hey, I didn't tell you. I made the reserve team for my house.
Oh, that's swell.
This afternoon, when we had Rugger, I finally got the ball. I just started running with it, and no one could catch me. When the other team started calling me Yank, it felt good.
That's great. So what about Monday?
I have to go practices now.
So?
So I have to get a good sleep at nights.
So you don't want to come here anymore?
I'll still come on Thursdays.
I guess.
Virginia Dickinson?
Huh?
Virginia Dickinson, I asked you a question.
Per?
Creeper's asleep again.
Virginia Dickinson, stand up.
What?
You haven't been listening to a word I've been saying, have you, my girl? Stand up, girl! I don't like to repeat myself.
Okay.
Uh. You fainted, girl.
I'm okay. It's okay. I guess I must have got up too fast.
I will pretend I didn't hear that slam.
Miss Bullivant?
You said okay. I won't be giving you an order, Mark, on this occasion.
Thank you, Miss Bullivant.
You eating?
Yes, Miss Bullivant.
Well, you look too thin, if you ask me. Far too thin.
I'm fine, really.
Feed you at home all right, do they?
Yes, Miss Bullivant.
Vernon Jones came to watch me practice today.
Did you get me any sandpaper?
Here. It's only a couple of sheets. I had to smuggle them out of woodwork.
Thanks.
Well, Vernon Jones came and he was jolly impressed.
Who's Vernon Jones?
Oh, he's this chap I've been running with. He says that if I go on playing like this, I'll make the house team next year.
Next year? So you really won't be coming back to America with me?
I never said I would.
Why is this rugby such a big deal?
It's the only way I can be noticed. I mean, once I've done something for the house, I'm bound to make friends.
Do you think I should paint the shelves? Or don't you care?
You can't keep coming here at weekends. It's too dangerous.
Well, I think I'll paint them.
Look, why don't you just make the best of things? I'm sure you'll make friends at your school soon.
Oh, I suppose now that you've started making friends, you don't want us to be buddies anymore.
You've done an awful lot to help me, and I'm really grateful. I mean, what with the fires and cheering me up when I was miserable.
Uh-huh. And?
It's just, what if any of the other chaps find out I've been meeting a girl?
We're not doing anything mushy. We're not dating or
anything. You see, if they thought I had a friend who was a girl, they wouldn't think much of me. They'd laugh at me and say I was a bit of a namby-pamby.
Namby-pamby?
You know, soppy, wet, cowardly, like a girl.
You really take the cake.
I don't think you're like that, but boys are more adventurous and strong. I mean, that's what the other chaps think. I mean, look at all the stenciling you've done on the walls. Girls are good at making places homey. Boys aren't any good at that sort of thing. They have to be tough.
What the heck's happening to you? You get into a reserve team and suddenly everything's different.
Rusty!
You're talking through your hat. You can make a place homey and be strong, too. And be brainy. Oh, boy, you're the dumbest thing out. What about the pioneers, huh? They had to make a home in the middle of nowhere. With wild animals around them, stuff like that.
Well, there's no such thing as pioneers now.
Well, there certainly is. I'm one.
Don't be an ass. You know it's all pretend.
You sure have changed your tune.
It's all your fault I can't come here again. You've made it too risky.
Well, these friends of yours would be right about you. You are a namby-pamby, but not because you've been with a girl. It's because you're so afraid of what they'll think. You sound just like the girls at my school, cooing and spilling goo over some stupid game. You really are a coward.
I am not.
Yes, you are. You're afraid to be different.
Well, you can keep your stupid pioneer cabin. I've just about had enough of you.
Lance!
And now I have some rather good news for you all. Today I will be writing to your parents, informing them that half term will be 2 days longer than planned. The reason for this extension is that a team of workmen will be coming to remove the scaffolding.
Dear Lance, they're taking the scaffolding down from outside my dormitory window. So now there's no way of getting out at night. I'm running away. I'm going back home to the States. I'm sorry I was mad at you. I hope you get into the team. Love, Rusty. Hello? Hello there?
I'm coming.
Sorry.
You're an early bird. It's not even light yet.
Plymouth, please.
A bit young to be travelling on your own, aren't you? How old are you?
14. Nearly 15.
American, are you?
Yes, I am.
Haven't I seen you here before?
No, I shouldn't think so. It's the first time I've been here.
Yeah. I'm sure I know you from somewhere.
Well, I'm always being mistaken for other people. I guess it's because I have such a regular sort of face.
You being met at the other end?
Sure I am.
God, parents nowadays. All right, here you are, miss.
Thank you.
There's a train in 10 minutes, so you can make your escape before sunup.
What?
The Plymouth train. It's in 10 minutes.
Virginia Dickinson. Virginia Dickinson. Virginia Dickinson. Virginia.
Virginia, get out of the way. Virginia, get out of the way. Virginia, get out of the way.
Virginia. Virginia. Virginia.
It's all your Virginia. Fault. It's all your
Virginia.
Fault. It's all your
You're
fault.
A pioneer. It's all your fault. You're a pioneer. I want to go You're a pioneer.
I want to go home.
You're a pioneer.
I want to go home.
And what do you mean by that? And what do you mean by that? And what do you mean by that?
Really going to America. You're not really going to America. You're not really going to America. You're not really going to America.
Excuse me. I said, excuse me.
Huh?
I'm sure I know a relation of yours.
I don't think so.
I can see you're not English, though. American, are you?
Yes, I'm American.
Funny. What's your name?
Guinevere.
Guinevere what?
Viral. Guinevere Viral.
That's a funny name.
I guess.
Bit young to be on your own, ain't you?
I'm being met at the other end.
Oh, where's that then?
Plymouth. My aunt lives there.
Oh, whereabouts?
I don't know. It's my first visit, see.
You see, you look the spitting image of a woman's voluntary service driver I used to know round here. Now, what was her name?
I don't think so.
Oh, I've got it. Margaret Dickinson. Though we called her Peggy, of course.
Never heard of her.
Now, this Peggy was a wizard with engines. You'd be proud to have her as a relation.
Actually, I have to get out of here.
Yeah, but this isn't Plymouth.
Bye. Oh, boy.
Ticket, please.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
This is for Plymouth?
Yeah, I got off at the wrong station.
Are you all right, my dear?
Yeah. I'm going to Plymouth.
Oh, well, there's no more trains to Plymouth today, you know.
Can I use it tomorrow?
Oh, afraid not. But as it's you, I'll see what I can do.
Pardon?
I was so thrilled to hear that BT had left her old house to your mother.
Yes.
Ruth Hatherley's been popping in to check the roof from time to time. Oh. We're all hoping your mother will move back for good someday.
Yes, thank you.
Well, send my regards to your mother, would you? And to that old house. We had such good times there.
Home. I gotta get back home. Home. What am I gonna do? Petey! Hey, if you don't mind your old house being my pioneer cabin for the night, I'll be gone in the morning. What do you think I should do? I want to go home. And Hannah! And Hannah, where are you? I can't see you anymore. Skeet! Skeet, I've lost you, Skeet. Mother!
Where do you think she's heading, Sonny?
I promised I wouldn't say. We didn't do anything wrong.
No?
Except...
Yes?
I stole some sandpaper from the woodwork room.
What did you want sandpaper for, son?
It was rusty. She wanted to take the edges off those shelves before she put them up.
My daughter put up those shelves?
What about the tools, Sonny? Did you steal those too?
No! Some old woman left them to her in her will or something.
Petey.
Rusty mended that table. That was quite a job. She painted the walls and doors and did all that stenciling. She called it her cabin in the woods.
I had no idea.
She taught me how to make fires, so I wouldn't get cane so often. And I helped her to catch up with her schoolwork. She said she had to catch up because her teachers hated her so much.
Was she very unhappy?
Yes.
And you?
It's all my fault. We had a terrible quarrel. Will I be expelled?
I think that might depend on whether you can help us find her or not.
She's back!
Where?
She's at the school. A woman brought her. Mrs. Hatherley or something like that. Oh,
thank heaven.
Miss Bembridge wants you to come to her office.
Well, young man, we better get you back to school.
Mrs. Dickinson, will you tell Rusty something for me?
Of course I will.
Will you tell her I didn't mean all those things I said about girls?
Virginia!
Mother.
Sit down, please.
Miss Bembridge.
Never, in all my years at Benwood House, has a girl disgraced herself and the school in such a despicable manner. Mrs. Dickinson, do you not have anything to say?
Look at her, Miss Bembridge. She's underweight. She's ill. Didn't you or any of the teachers wonder if something was wrong?
The girl is insolent. Believe me, we all tried our best with her. You just have to take one look at that cabin in the woods to see what a disturbed, deceitful, and uncontrollable creature she is.
Yes, I've seen the cabin.
Well, you must agree with me, then.
It's beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. I had no idea that my daughter was so talented.
Mother...
And to think that I agreed with you that she should stop doing art...
Like mother, like daughter.
And what exactly is that supposed to mean?
I have just had a long and very interesting conversation with both your husband and your mother-in-law.
Oh, yes?
I have heard all about your interest in American soldiers during the war. So it is hardly surprising that you have a daughter whose obsession with boys makes her a threat to all decent young girls.
How dare you?
I suppose there are certain subjects that should not be discussed in front of a child. Although I suspect, after this escapade with a boy, she is probably a child no longer.
I don't understand. Mother, what does she mean?
She looks quite the young innocent, doesn't she?
Is this all you have to say?
I suggest that if you wish to correct your daughter's behaviour, it would be in her best interests if she were put into a convent school. A strict one. Your husband agrees with me.
Well, bully for him.
Your daughter will collect her things from the dormitory. I would appreciate it if she left Benwood dressed in her school uniform.
That's everything, I think.
Looks like it.
Is my tie straight?
Yes. Virginia?
What is it? What's wrong with you? I'm not some kind of freak, you know.
Are you going to have a baby?
What?
I mean, did you, you know... Did you do anything with that boy?
No, we were just friends. He was evacuated to the town where my American grandparents live.
But didn't you, you know, do anything? I mean, you can tell me.
What do you want to know?
Well, it's going around the school that you actually spent whole nights with him, in your pajamas. Is that true?
Sometimes.
Well, doesn't that mean that you're going to have a baby?
You don't get a baby just by talking with a boy in your pajamas.
Don't you?
Don't you know?
I... No.
Look, can't you ask someone else to explain it all or get a book or something? I really don't feel like going into it right now, okay?
Okay.
Hey, that's an order mark.
What?
I'm just kidding. Come on, let's go.
Don't look back.
Mother...
I don't want to say anything until I've got you through these school gates.
Okay. But... You know me and Lance...
Yes?
We didn't...
I know.
I didn't have any friends. I just wanted a buddy, that's all.
I know.
And I'm sorry about what I said about dating Harvey. I guess... Were you lonely, too?
dreadfully. And you know something? I don't regret a single minute of the time I spent with him. He made me feel good. He made me laugh.
But what about me? Aren't you mad at me? I've ruined my education, haven't I? I've ruined my life.
Well, there's going to have to be a lot of changes.
I know.
Firstly, we're going to move to Devon.
What?
There's a perfectly good day school nearby. Beattie always said I should send you there.
You mean...
Virginia, I want to take you and Charlie to live in Beattie's old house.
But what about Father?
Well, that's up to him. But I think... our marriage is over.
Mother?
Your father wants everything to be the way it was in 1940. Before the war, before I started fixing engines for the WVS, before he went away to fight, before you went to America. Well, I just can't pretend I'm the same person I was 6 years ago. And neither can you.
No.
Of course, if you want to stay with him in Guildford, I wouldn't stop you. That's your choice.
Oh, Mother, I never want to leave you again. I love you so much.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my little darling. I love you too. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for everything. Virginia.
What is it?
We've forgotten something. Oh, it's terribly important.
Mother, where are you going?
Well, come on. I'll race you.
But what about my case? I can't run through the woods with my case.
Oh, just leave it under the bush. No one will take it.
But where are we going?
We've got to go to the cabin.
Why?
Your tools. We can't go without your carpentry tools.
Oh, Mother.
Come on, slow coach. You've got to show me the way.
Mother, you're getting covered in mud.
I don't care. Come on. Take me home! Come on!
The final part of Back Home by Michelle McGorian starred Jessica Marshall-Gardner as Rusty, Emily Richard as Peggy, Nicholas Farrell as Roger, and Pauline Letts as Grandmother. George Allenby was Charlie, Richard Claxton, Lance, Richenda Carey, Miss Bembridge, Tessa Worsley, Miss Bullivant, Clemmie Burton Hill, Philly, Andrew Branch, the policeman, and Becky Hindley, Mrs. Hatherley. Back Home, dramatised in four parts by Martin Jameson, was a children's BBC Radio 4 production directed by David Hitchinson.